took my baby from me. Oh, whoa. I never told you. Anytime I feel my week is nearly over, I lay awake in all kinds of darkness, Polly.
This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. That last song was Polly by Whitney, and this next song is going to be Sundown Syndrome by Tame Impala.
Get answers from my eyes. You know that man can't lie.
Lol. Okay. That last song was Say to You by a band that technically has a swear in it, so we're not going to say the name, but STRFKR. Before that was Sundown Syndrome by Tame Impala. Today I have Felix on air with me. Hi, Felix.
Hi, Gwen. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you have any thoughts to share about either songs? Any quotes for the day? Any aspirations?
I'm not sure. I just thought the Star Baker song, I'm going to call it that, was a little bop.
That's good. That's good. It's a good way to abbreviate it. Okay. Oh, crazy. You are on air, I think. Felix should be on air.
Okay.
I just heard like a beep noise. Did you turn them on? Okay, anywho, this next song is going to be Rocky Raccoon by The Beatles.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. Hot. He drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy, do. Come on, Rocky boy, do. Yeah, I started rocking.
Sorry, everyone. That was a mistake. So that last song was Ronald Gregory Erickson II. It's in a category I would like to call white people don't make music like this anymore. Back to the hipster 2000s indie kind of era. Great music, MGMT, this band that we can't say on air. There's like other ones too. Passion Pit. Passion Pit is great. Do you know? Okay, never mind. I'll send you a song after this. Okay. Anywho, Felix told me he has something to say about Rocky Raccoon.
I remember the first time I heard Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah.
I was at summer camp in like fifth grade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with one of my friends and he brought a little iPod to listen to music. And that was one of the songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it and I was like, whoa, this is a good song. I like this one.
Do you feel like that was like when... How would you describe your music taste? Would you say it's like... I was sort of like, would you say it's alternative, underground? Mostly as a joke, but...
I wouldn't really, actually. I think it's pretty not alternative.
Do you feel like you like started listening to music and then you were always listening to like more mainstream music? Or do you think that you started off not mainstream, hence Rocky Raccoon?
I don't know. I feel like... I wouldn't say I started off not mainstream. I feel like... Yeah, I just mostly listen to more mainstream music.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. This next song, as accidentally, like, the first couple of seconds played, you know, who cares? Is Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes.
Thank you.
lol. Okay, I have to stop saying lol when I turn on the microphone. That last song was 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. I just recently learned, as of right now, that my dad had always been telling me that someone in the Smashing Pumpkins went on to found Foo Fighters. I was lied to, and I think there may have been some miscommunication, and so Dad, if you're listening, what the heck, kind of feeling a little betrayed and gaslit right now, but it's fine. So anywho, that song was 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. I remember it would always play, like, when my dad was driving me and I was in the back of his Subaru and he would listen to, like, alt-rock radio, and I'd be like, wow, I'm so cool and edgy and in middle school and this song isn't gonna do anything for my superiority complex. So it's also a really good time for us to do the PSA, which I haven't explained to Felix, but as a guest on this show, it is your honor. So in front of Felix, there is a binder. In that binder, there is many public service announcements endorsed by the WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio station. So Felix, you know, if you could peruse through, there's some really funny ones, and in the meantime, I guess I can just like ad lib or something, but there's some good ones. They range from like organ donation to ladder safety. Ladder safety is really funny if you can find it. It's kind of more in the middle.
This is a really big binder. I don't know if I'm just
you're gonna find it. If not, I'll find it and then I'll redirect you to the page.
Is it ladder safety?
Yeah, it's called ladder safety. I think it might be even more towards the front. It's a dense binder of lots of public service announcements because we here at Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO 91.5, care a lot about our listeners. Sorry, just watching Felix try to flip through these. Maybe in the meantime we'll play.
Okay, yeah, we should look for the PSA.
Okay, cool. We're going to play a few more songs and then we'll be back with a PSA.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight out, and I miss you right about now.
Tell me where you
Okay. So that last song was Adult Diversion by, I think it's Always, but it's spelled A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. So if anyone knows how to pronounce that, you know, like, hit me up. The song before that was Kingston by Faye Webster, which is, I think, the perfect wake-up song. There's just, like, it kind of starts off slow and then it's, like, I'm not going to sing on air, but, like, there's a moment and you're just like, oh, this is, like, a very peaceful time to wake up. Anywho. Felix now has a PSA.
Yeah. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For any tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Thank you for that. This next song, unless you have any other words to carry out, any other...
No.
Okay, cool. This next song is Angelina by Pinegrove. Pinegrove is pretty popular for releasing this one song called Need To, which I guess they started to call it, like, the Pinegrove Shuffle over the summer, like, you know, attuned to, like, if you listen to Phoebe Bridgers or Boy Genius or Southern Sad Indie Music. It's kind of in line with that, and their music is really good, though, but it was just, like, you know, like, the indie kids were getting a TikTok dance for once. They were getting a TikTok dance, and it was Need To by Pinegrove, which I don't feel like playing right now, but this song is Angelina, which I found because I made a Spotify blend with, like, my friend who's in a band, so I just knew his music taste was going to be too good. And then it was too good, and that's how I found this song. So this is Angelina.
Angles from side to side. happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Two lovers entwined, pass me by, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
Okay. That last song was This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, by Talking Heads. I always want to call them The Talking Heads, but that's technically not correct. This song was cued by Felix. Any thoughts? Any...
You were saying a song earlier, it was very vibes of you sitting in the back of your dad's Subaru. Right?
Yeah.
I have that about this song.
Okay, this is the Subaru.
The New Wave channel. Mm. There's a lot of Talking Heads on that channel.
That's cool that you... I mean, I feel like that's like a California thing, though. Like, hearing about this growing up somewhere rural, like, you guys had a New Wave channel?
We had Sirius XM.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I was like, we've only had alternate rock and country, lots of country, and NPR. I listened to a lot of NPR growing up. So yeah, I think it's funny though because I played this song like literally every radio show, which Felix has never listened to a radio show before, so it's fine. But I play it like every radio show just because I like the Talking Heads. For starters. Second of all, my really good friend Lucy, who I also give a shout out to every radio show for no reason, not like she's ever listened in, she also loves the Talking Heads, and her radio show is called Naive Melody after this song. That's it. There's no other thoughts there. I just like that song. Shout outs, if people are still listening, I'm gonna give a shout out to my dad. Hi, Dad. He can't respond, so I don't know why I did that. And then... Emma Bitar, who I love, and she's great, and she's listening. And then, do you want to give a shout out to Luke, who might be listening?
I'll definitely give a shout out to Luke. If Luke Titan is listening, I'm shouting you out right now.
Okay, awesome.
One of the housemates of all time.
The housemates of all time. Okay, this last song to close up is going to be the great... Oh, actually, wait, I have to do my closing remarks. Sorry. This is Gwen. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. This last song is going to be the Great Pumpkin Waltz because it's fall and it's also a song that the next DJ can hopefully fade out of very quickly.